With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump has briefly testified in the defamation trial against him filed by a former New York columnist.
Trump testified for several minutes, telling the court that he just wanted to defend himself. He said of columnist E. Jean Carroll, "She said something I considered a false accusation," but the judge told the jury to disregard that remark. Trump was heard in the courtroom away from the jury, saying he didn't know E. Jean Carroll, something that he said repeatedly on the campaign trail as well.
"Until this happened, obviously, I have no idea who she was. And nor could I care less."
Carroll seeking over $10 million in damages, testifying that Trump ruined her reputation after she accused him of sexually abusing her in 1996 in the dressing room of a Manhattan department store. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, Trump White House official Peter Navarro, who was convicted of contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, has been sentenced to 4 months behind bars. Navarro says he's being treated unfairly.
"This issue is simply about the constitutional separation of powers, executive privilege, and the integrity of presidential decision-making. And this is a principle that goes back to the days of George Washington."
Navarro says his lawyer has filed an appeal. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to stop an Alabama execution. Contract killer Kenneth Eugene Smith set to be executed by nitrogen hypoxia Thursday night. The Dow is up 164 points, the NASDAQ adding 10. This is SRN News. Some troubling numbers from the Southern Baptist Convention.
According to Lifeway Research, 43% of SBC churches performed no baptisms in 2022, the last year for which all the data is in. Another 34% reported performing between one and five baptisms. Overall, SBC baptisms nationwide are down, but they have rebounded substantially from the sharp decline that was seen during the pandemic. In fact, baptism in the denomination has been declining since 1999. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden's reelection campaign is going all in on abortion. A new series of television ads have been released urging Americans to vote for the president who has vowed to restore Roe versus Wade. However, there's virtually no chance that Mr. Biden can deliver on that promise with the current makeup of the Supreme Court and the Republican control of the House. This is SRN News. Six people have been found dead in a remote area of the Mojave Desert.
Authorities in Southern California say five of the bodies were found Tuesday night off a highway outside El Mirage as San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies responded to a request for a wellness check. The sixth body was found Wednesday morning. Spokesperson Mara Rodriguez.
"This is a very remote desert area. And for that reason, CHP Aviation Division accompanied us to the call and were able to help us in locating the scene."
Audio courtesy of KTLA. Authorities could not say how the six died or whether they had been shot. I'm Donna Warder.
The Washington State Attorney General announcing a $149.5 million settlement agreement with drug maker Johnson & Johnson after the state sued the company over its role in the opioid addiction crisis. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.